Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Flower Power at the Ozone, Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. Sam Warden, Aaron Pister from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington are here. And, oh yeah, I was up there the other day. It was yummy. So Sam mentioned viburnums right before we went to break. And I think it's a Bodenense, it's getting ready to pop.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the ones at our nursery are starting to, those have some flowers. The Berkwoodi has some flowers. The Juddi. I don't think we have any Carlisii, but the Berkwoodi and Juddi are near identical. And if anything, as hardy or a little hardier. But the Dawn we do, that's in bloom.
You have Dawn?
Yeah.
Because Dawn is my Greg Ward plant. Every year when my Dawn blooms, I text Greg because he gave me one years ago. And it is because it's the first thing in my garden to get those buds and leaf out and put out those beautiful pink flowers. If you don't have a Viburnum Dawn, you should have one. They're tall. They're beautiful. I kind of judge plants by how easy they are to prune. Mm-hmm. And Viburnum Dawn has a structure that is really easy to prune. So, but all the Viburnums, they are just the best.
They're all pretty prune, pretty much all of them. Like, I mean, I think a lot of the Shasta, Mariceae just don't even really need it much, but yeah. They're pretty much all, they're not head scratchers for the most part.
No, the older I get, the more grateful I am for things that are easy to prune, because I love to prune. I really like shaping things and, yay for Felcos and Fiskars. You have, speaking of tools, I have the Fiskars pull pruner, the long ones. I have the one that extends to 12 feet and the one that's like 6 feet or it's a stick.
Yep.
Both of those are so lightweight. And working over your head with a heavy tool is a killer. So, go make sure they're kind of by the door going into the greenhouse from the tools. They're around the corner and they're tall, and just pick one up and go, am I ever going to prune with anything else again in my life? They're just so cool. So yeah. Fertilizing.
It's the best time, yeah.
Just for a perennial bed, just get a bag of Plantone, scatter it. My advice is do it right before the rain, so it just waters in. You don't want to just like, you don't want to put that stuff down on the ground in piles because it just molds.
Right, and I know you're a pretty big advocate of the compost while you're mulching and things like that. And so I don't know if you've tried it yet, but for a couple of years now we've carried it's made by Vermont Agriculture, but it's their whole line is cow themed, so they call it Moo Enhanced, and it's half compost, half pine bark mulch, comes mixed.
That's what I use. I only use a half compost, half shredded bark mulch. I talk about fertilizing because I used to do it. But I haven't fertilized since I started using that. It makes the healthiest plants in the world.
Yeah, and if anybody has questions about whether they should fertilize or compost or both during planting or other seasons, the staff here is definitely always willing to have that conversation because, some things can like things a little differently.
And what a staff. I just want to say, you guys, what a staff. There are so many faces there that have been there for so long. And there are excited new people as well. And everybody really wants to help. It's really remarkable.
I think that's one of the nice things about being in a family business for sure. It's everybody wants to work hard and they want to play hard, and we have a lot of fun every single day. May every single day in May is over like the snap of a finger, but every day is a good day.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The one thing, one fertilizer I do use is I use Hollytone because I think for acid loving plants, it really gives them a boost. Even, Pacasandra is such a weird thing, and I have a place for the Pacasandra, it just was like not looking very as good as the other thing. I hit it with some Hollytone before I mulched, and boy, it's filling right in. That combo of getting some Hollytone and some compost on it really made a difference.
Yeah, and if you're looking to use one of the Espoma quote unquote tones, I think now or having already done it's a great idea because it does take a couple of weeks to really start kicking in as a slow release granular.
Yeah, I'm still raking leaves out of my beds. I'm just bad, 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 bad. Okay,
Mild.
so
Last year's April was so mild, and so don't feel, I think everybody should not be feeling too bad if they're not as far ahead as they were a year ago. It's been a different season.
yeah, it's, and it's happening fast. And boy, spray deer repellent every time you clean out a bed. Spray deer repellent every week. That's my thing right now because things are growing so fast and you can spray one week and then the next week, there's a whole bunch more stuff up and it's great. And I say it may kill you to look at the price tag, but buy the concentrate. And mix up your own because that's the best way to do it.
Yep. And don't be afraid to rotate your brands.
Yeah. Because deer are creatures of habit and they get used to that horrible taste. I don't know.
And you got the deer out with all the new growth, and then and we're gonna talk about ticks, right? Is that not
Yeah,
something?
we're going to talk about ticks.
They're out.
They are so out. I have right now, I'm on doxy for babesiosis. When I got my, I did two blood tests. When I got my second one, I was talking to the nurse who was taking my blood, and she said 90% of the lab work that's going on right now is for Lyme disease and tick-borne diseases. And actually, the reason I was up at Wards the other day is because I decided I needed a better approach. And I read. And so now I am spraying my jackets and my hats and my vest with pyrethrum. The things that I don't wash every day, I am spraying with pyrethrum. And that's like a once every 2 week drill. And I also, because I just got so sick, I went up to DEET for spraying like my sh ankles and my shoes and but yeah, and you got other stuff too.
Yeah, so is it permethrin or pyrethrin? Which one are you using?
Pyrethrum, I think it is in the gray can.
So many pea ingredients. There's what I use is it comes in a blue aerosol can that I spray my boots and the bottom of my pants with when I go out in the woods or yard. And it's made by Coleman, and that's a really good one. And then we also have a brand called Yaya, or I think it's Yaya is how you say it, YAYA, with a little bit more safer, friendly ingredients, you know, with the rosemary, cedarwood oil, things like that. So that's another one that you could, if you're nervous about spraying things that are a little too hard on, I mean, I wouldn't spray the permethrin on your skins. Yeah,
No,
definitely.
no. They say spray it on your clothes and then let your, then I always like spray it on my clothes, just lay my clothes all out on the hood of my car, let it dry,
Yeah.
and then do it. But you have some double-sided tape to catch sticks.
Do to keep if it's too and then in our store we have some tick tubes, which is like the little cardboard tubes with cotton balls that you place throughout your yard. Then the mouse takes them to their nest, and then any, you know, like the it's very simple. It's just that the ticks are very, they're going to go into the nest and then they're going to die. So it reduces the population in your lawn. And then there's some sprays that you can hook up to your hose that I don't know the exact square footages, but they go a long way, and they either have permethrin or cedarwood oil or things like that. And then that you'd have to do probably a few times a season, but can definitely keep your yard tick population down.
I'm looking for my bottle, but I can't find it. Yeah, it's good and do it. Really, it's you don't want any of these diseases, and they are really they've gotten really, really prevalent. The ticks, just like your Buddleia didn't die, just like your tree peony looks really good. Same with the ticks,
Tick.
the
Yeah, so I think everybody should be careful. I mean, don't be afraid to look silly and put rubber bands at the bottom of your pants or anything. Just do what you gotta do.
Because you look sillier laying in bed
Yeah.
in the middle of gardening season. Well, we're out of time. Thanks you guys so much. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister have been here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. They are helping gardeners grow, and they are in Great Barrington on Main Street and at wardsnursery.com. Go there. That's all I can say. Go there. Also supporting us, I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedlings available in Gardner, New York. More information about what and when, go to fourwindsfarmny.com. We're out of here. Have fun.